destroying a whole Roman legion and invading Syria. Verus was sent off in hot haste to quell this rising, and he fulfilled his trust by plunging into drunkenness and debauchery, while the war was left to his officers. Soon after, Marcus had to face a more serious danger at home in the coalition of several powerful tribes on the northern frontier. Chief among those were the Marcomanni, or Marchmen, the Quadi, mentioned in this book, or Sarmatians, the Catti, and the Jazyges. In Rome itself, there was pestilence and starvation, the one brought from the east by Verus's legions, the other caused by floods which had destroyed vast quantities of grain. After all had been done, possibly to allay famine and to supply pressing needs, Marcus being forced even to sell the imperial jewels to find money, both emperors set forth to a struggle which was to continue more or less during the rest of Marcus's reign. During these wars, in 169, Verus died. We have no means of following the campaigns in detail, but thus much is certain: that in the end the Romans succeeded in crushing the barbarian tribes and effecting a settlement which made the empire more secure. Marcus was himself commander-in-chief, and victory was due no less to his own ability than to his wisdom in choice of lieutenants, shown conspicuously.